It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The summer reading season is here. Kids have school and library reading programs, and grown-ups are on the hunt for great summertime reads.
But what if reading books in print isn't an option for people with vision problems, learning disabilities, and other conditions? Printed text may not be on the table.
The Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library Program aims to make reading accessible to everyone. And today, they kick off their second year of summer reading lists and programs.
Katie Seldon Duty is the outreach librarian for the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library. Katie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
This is the second year that the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library has shared summer reading lists in association with the National Library Service. Can you talk about now 2 years into this program, what you're hoping to accomplish with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very happy this year to be able to participate again in the summer reading program with the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. We're really hoping to encourage our patrons to engage with this program, which has a lot of different summer reading activities, including some author talks, a virtual story time, as well as a kickoff with the Librarian of Congress that we're very excited about. That's going to be on June 17th, as well as the Director for the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, which is the NLS that we're part of. So we're hoping that a lot of our Wisconsin patrons will participate in that. So,
for people who aren't familiar with the program, what kind of things are available? What kind of services and reading options are available in the Talking Book and Braille Library?
So we are able to offer accessible reading material in audio and Braille for Wisconsin residents with print disabilities. So any Wisconsin resident who has a vision impairment or a reading disability or a physical handicap that prevents them from holding a book. So things like Parkinson's, MS, cerebral palsy, anything like that, can get started with our program, and we can provide them with access to audiobooks, Braille material. We have magazines, we have audio described DVDs, we have audio newspapers that they can listen to over the phone. We have just tons of accessible material that our patrons can have access to. It's a wonderful program, and we're really excited to be able to share it with Wisconsin residents and provide them with this material. So,
I think it's an important point that I think people might think of, oh, it's a Braille service, a talking book service. This is people who have blindness, right? And that it includes them. But for example, I've got a close relative who had some optic nerve damage, could see mostly, but reading is now a challenge. There's a lot of people who might be able to use these services who might not even think they're eligible. Is that something you're trying to do, is get the word out to them?
Absolutely. I think it's really important to remember that you do not have to be blind to use these services. We work with tons of people who can still see but struggle to read. And that definitely includes people who have some vision loss but can still see. That also includes lots of people with reading disabilities. And there are people out there who use the service and can see fine, but they struggle to read print. And that's really important to remember, as well as people with physical handicaps. So if you can't hold a book because of a physical handicap, you can also use the service. So we definitely like to emphasize that it's not just for people who are low vision or completely blind, because that is often overlooked. So
if somebody's listening saying, oh, wait, hey, that's me you're talking about, or a loved one, but I didn't know about this stuff, how do they get access? How do they make the first steps to participate?
So that's a good question. We often have people who give us a call. We have a 1-800 number they can call. It's 1-800-242-8822, or a 414 number they can call. And the 414 number is 414-286-3045. Give us a call. We will mail you a paper application. It does have to be signed by a certifying authority, which can be a doctor, but it can also be a teacher, a social worker, a librarian, a huge range of people who can certify that you qualify. And then once we get that application, we can start you up. So we can mail you a player, an audiobook player. We can mail you the tapes. We can mail you the refreshable Braille reader, or you can download the material yourself. So we have an app a little bit similar to the public library app called Libby, but ours is called Bard. It stands for Braille Audio Reading Download. And instead of having the books in print and audio, ours are all audio. And we have a huge collection. We have over 130,000 audiobooks. We also have downloadable Braille books on there. So if you get the refreshable Braille reader, you can actually download your Braille right to your reader if you're using Bard. So it's a really cool app. You can use it with your smartphone, you can use it with your tablet or your computer. There's lots of different options.
All right, that's the basics of the program. Now, here it comes, summertime. You've got some summer reading lists out there. Name some names, Katie. What are some things you're excited to see on this summer reading list?
Well, the one that I'm most excited about is The Firekeeper's Daughter. We have an author talk with Anna Oss, and the author Angeline Bouley is speaking to our patrons. It is going to be on Zoom because it's nationwide, and I think she's going to be a great speaker. She's writing about a young adult in the Midwest who's part Native American, and it's kind of suspense. She kind of solves a mystery going on in her community and her tribe. And I'm really looking forward to listening to her talk and how she got inspiration for the book. And even if you're not into young adult books, it's well done and very enjoyable, and I highly recommend it. Some of the other cool Wisconsin books that we have are, of course, we have a lot of books that have been done by an organization we work really closely with called ABLE, Audio Braille Literacy Enhancement. And they actually provide us with some Wisconsin books that they record locally that don't necessarily get picked up nationally that some of our Wisconsin readers might really enjoy, including, of course, some favorites like the Loon Lake series, the books by John Gerda. We have our famous local author, Nevo, who records books here, which is really cool. So we have a lot of really cool stuff that we can encourage our patrons to read. Now, those are adult books. We do also have a lot of kids' books. And one of the really cool kid books that ABLE was able to record is a book called The Adventures of Marshmallow and Peter, which the Librarian of Congress is actually going to read at the summer reading kickoff. Now, Marshmallow is actually the name of the white cane that Peter uses because the tip of his white cane looks like a marshmallow. Now, this is a little boy who actually wrote this book, and he is blind. And he's not actually from Wisconsin, but he got to meet the Librarian of Congress, and she thought it was really cool that he wrote this book, and Wisconsin got to record it here. So we were super excited that ABLE recorded this book here for us, and now the Librarian of Congress is going to read it for the National Summer Reading Kickoff. So that one is one I recommend. We have it in both audio and Braille, so it's really cool.
And an important point you made there, I think people might think of summer reading. Oh, we're talking about kids now. You're providing services from, well, what are the age ranges you provide services for?
We provide them to 0 to over 100. We have, you know, little kids who are born with vision loss. And then, of course, we also have older adults who may lose their sight later or come along with some kind of physical disability that prevents them from using a book later in life, too. So all ages.
We're talking about accessible summer reading with Katie Salduti, outreach librarian for the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library. We're going to have links to a lot of the resources we're talking to online. Katie, a study from about a decade back found that audiobooks could help late elementary school age children with learning disabilities understand the material better than if they were doing print-only reading. Can you talk about the value of having these reading alternatives for kids who are trying to learn who might have these learning disabilities?
Absolutely. I think it's really important when you're looking at different types of reading to remember that not everyone learns the same way. When you're reading, just because the sense you're using to interpret the material might not be the same as what works for the majority of people, doesn't mean you're not taking in the material. So I was talking with a patron earlier in the week, and we were talking about the different ways you use your senses to interpret the world and interpret information. And it's true of reading, you can use touch, you can use hearing, and of course you can use vision. And just because vision doesn't work for everyone doesn't mean using a different sense is incorrect. It's just a different way of doing it. We're so caught up on the idea that reading with your eyes is the best way to do it, that we forget that that might not be the best way for everyone. So learning by hearing, especially with kids who have trouble interpreting text, is really important. Instead of judging people for how they learn, we need to work with it and make it better. So
I feel like there used to be more argument of like, oh, audiobooks don't count as reading or whatever. As somebody who reads print and listens to a lot of audiobooks, I'm good either way. Do you feel like there's just getting to be more acceptance that like, yes, these alternate ways, just because you're not reading text from a page, these do count? Are people just buying into that more?
You know, I do think people buy into it more, but I still hear it a lot. I still hear a lot of pushback from people, you know, oh, I listen to an audiobook when I'm feeling lazy, or I do that, you know, I don't need that. Or, you know, it's amazing the shame people feel around it. And, you know, I hear that too with people who have vision loss too, who are embarrassed about it, you know, and don't want to admit to needing any kind of alternative service. So I hope it will change, but it's definitely still a struggle. So,
Katie, I think I heard you say earlier some books for these services aren't just available here in Wisconsin. Some of them are recorded or produced here in Wisconsin. What kind of work are we doing in the state?
Absolutely. So I did briefly mention that we work really closely with this excellent organization called ABLE. So it stands for Audio Braille Literacy Enhancement, and they are actually based right here in Milwaukee, in the Central Library downtown next to us, the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library. And they have actually been here, I didn't realize this, since 1965.
Wow.
So formerly, they were called the Volunteer Services for the Visually Handicapped, and they have their own sound booth where they record local Wisconsin authors. Not all of them. Some of the, you know, really big names do get picked up nationally, and the NLS will have the commercial recording of those. But some of the smaller local authors, they will do recordings of if they don't get picked up nationally. So they'll do volunteers, will do readings of these books. But they are so well done. You could never tell it was volunteer. they just do tons of really cool Wisconsin stuff. And almost all of it is very low cost. They are a nonprofit. So if someone is looking to get a book made accessible, it's very low cost. You basically pay for the cost of the book, and then they will record it for you.
Do you know if they're looking for volunteers? If somebody had a job, say, where they work with their voice all the time, are they looking for people to be readers there at Able?
Yeah, they can definitely they can definitely take volunteers. So,
Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Katie Salduti is the outreach librarian for the Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library. Their summer reading program starts today. It features an online kickoff event with the Librarian of Congress this afternoon. Find links online at WPR.org.